USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Well, we heard like really big bangs, which I assume are gunshots, and then we also heard like some screaming and stuff like that.
This student was in class when this afternoon's shooting began at STEM Highlands Ranch School. She says it wasn't long before police started banging on the door.
We didn't, like, really know it was the police because, like, they're supposed to be able to unlock our door before they can, like, come in our room because the teacher can't just, like, let people in. And then they're, like, banging so hard. There's a clock above the door, and it, like, fell down, and, like, the glass and the clock broke.
8 people were injured. Sheriff's officials say one of them, who had been in critical condition, has died. 2 people have been arrested. It was a down day on Wall Street. The Dow fell 473 points, the NASDAQ composite dropped 159, and the S&P 500 fell 48 points. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare. And it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month. Not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
A fragile ceasefire appears to be holding between Israel and Gaza terror groups after a weekend of almost constant attacks and counterattacks. John Clemens reports.
At least 600 rockets were fired into Israeli territory, leaving 4 civilians dead and dozens of others injured. Israeli defense forces countered the attacks, striking 40 of what they called Hamas terror targets. Israeli defense forces spokesman Jonathan Conricus tells us this information must be shared.
We don't see this getting out, and we don't see what we think would be the proper outcry at this outrageous attempt to kill Israeli civilians by terrorist organizations from the Gaza Strip.
I'm John Clemens.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, one of more than 20 Democrats who are now running for president in 2020, took to the Senate floor to demand House Democrats take steps to impeach President Trump. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Nancy Pelosi is still saying we shouldn't try to impeach President Trump. With more details, USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes is in Washington.
During a Monday fundraising event in Chicago, the U.S. House Speaker said pursuing impeachment could hurt the Democrats in next year's elections. She says Democrats should instead be focusing on building their majority in the House, winning back the White House, and winning a Senate majority in 2020. Pelosi was the featured speaker at the 18th annual Ultimate Women's Power Lunch, which this year was a fundraiser for U.S. Representative Jan Schakowsky. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A musical icon announces his farewell tour, USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
Rocker Peter Frampton says he's had a muscular condition for the past 8 years known as IBM, which makes it more and more difficult to do basic movements. But he'll kick off his farewell tour next month with 51 concerts on his final trek across North America.
We changed all our plans when I realized things were kind of speeding up with us, and decided that we would make this a farewell tour. Long form, you know, hopefully, you know, I'll be able to do single shows and things like that, but I can't tell you that right now because it's not up to me.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.